Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, friends. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, your host, and I am so grateful that you and I are connecting at this time. Today's show is going to be wonderful because we're looking at how transformation is healthy for us. Healthy at a physical level, emotional level, personal level. And I'm going to bring in this really great case study that I just came across that links cancer cells and your health to the importance of transformation. And perhaps this is knowledge you already know, and perhaps it's brand new, but I hope that it also connects the dots between what we've been looking at this year in the areas of astrology, consciousness, authenticity. So we're going to bring all those things together, and I hope it provides you with more aha moments and greater understanding about the different phases of transformation. So we'll get started with that in just a moment. As always, I like to start with a few announcements and things to share with you. If you are brand new to this program, welcome. I'm glad you found this little podcast. I have been broadcasting since, early 2012, and there are over 200 episodes now available on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen to some episodes on Stitcher, which is a free app on your Android or even iPhone. So if you need some more information to carry with you, if you resonate with this show, you can download any of those episodes for free through those various channels. You can find out more about me on my popular website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my little place on the interwebs, and you'll find more about consciousness, the five types of consciousness, some of my books. There's affirmations there. There is also a free 44-page guidebook to ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself. So get your copy if that appeals to you. Also know that there are some awesome deals happening right now at spiritualityuniversity.com. You can now download a free self-quiz to determine, are you an empath? And that's a topic we cover a lot because people are understanding more about their energy and their power. And as you do so, you start to pick up other energies around you and you start to notice more about what people are feeling or what's going on in a room. And if you are an empath, you are going to love having the insights and guidance from Irma K. Sawyer. So check out that free self-quiz. It's over on spiritualityuniversity.com. And if you're interested in that mastery course, please know that the special pricing is available until the last day of this year, and then the price goes up in 2015. So you'll want to make sure and register for the course now if you are an empath and if you are ready to understand more about your energy. There's also another course right now at Spirituality University that is called Healing from Your Family of Origin. And this is a fascinating topic. This is really about people that you have karmic patterns and energies with in your family, and you're looking to change that dynamic, whether it is a parent or a sibling or an aunt or a cousin, someone who is requiring you to grow. And, you know, the family dynamics can be quite complicated, dynamic, and tricky at times. So this is another mastery course that Irma K. Sawyer has put together. And we're finding that many people are feeling so validated with this course. So you can also take a free self-quiz to determine if that course would support you. And you can find that at spiritualityuniversity.com. We have more courses debuting soon, including a mega mastery course. It's all about the universal spiritual laws, 12 universal spiritual laws. This mastery course has so much content, it's amazing. We're going to talk about the law of karma, law of abundance, law of divine oneness, law of compensation, law of vibration, law of energy. If you could use this information on your journey, and especially to create the life of your dreams, you're going to love this course. So just join the Spirituality University email list, and you will get updates because that will have some exclusive pricing available. And we have more classes coming for your spiritual business. So there's a lot in the works, a lot of good stuff in the works, because it's really time for so many people to go to the next level in their business, in their energy, in themselves. And that's what Spirituality University is all about. So that's why I want you to know about these resources, that there's stuff, good stuff coming to help you really move forward and to have more success and abundance. One more thing to share with you before we get started. This program has had many wonderful topics and guests this year. And at the end of every year, there is a replay of the best of the year. And so starting December 21st, you will find that there is a daily show sharing the best of 2014. And these are the topics, these are the guests, these are the people that you really resonated with. So you can download any of those episodes, listen as needed. Perhaps it helps with any of your travel plans. If you're out on the roads or sitting on an airplane, you might want something to listen to that is inspiring. And you can download any of these classes, programs, information, and carry them with you. And that's one of the reasons why these podcasts and radio shows are so great, because it's really easy to take this information with you no matter where you are. So keep an eye on that, and I hope that you enjoy it. This is going to be one of the last live shows this year, just because of how the holidays are lining up and how they're coming together so quickly. So thank you for listening. We have some new guests and new topics coming in January. So I will meet you back here in January as a new trip around the calendar begins for all of us. So let's take a look at what we're talking about today, which is consciousness, health, and authenticity. All of these are related. These are all connected energies, even though they each have their own specialty, their own wisdom. What we're doing now is we're going to make some connect the dot linear connections here so that you can see in your own life how important it is to be working with energies and to be allowing transformation to occur. Now, the idea for this topic came to me last Sunday, a few Sundays ago, because I was watching a program here in the States called 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is a television show, it's a news magazine that focuses on different topics ranging from science to culture to music to people to trends to international affairs. And within their 60-minute broadcast, they focus on three different topics. And in this program a few weeks ago, they were speaking with a man named Patrick Soon-Shiong. And Patrick Soon-Shiong is the richest physician who's ever lived. He is the richest man on the planet who is dedicating himself to medical advancements and developments. He's actually from South Africa, and he's a surgeon, medical researcher, businessman, philanthropist, professor, and he focuses right now on advancing science towards discovering cures for cancer and other things related to cancer, cancer research, cancer development, science, and all kinds of things, because anytime he wants to do something, he can just make a business and hire people for that mission. Now, he has over $12 billion personally, and that is mostly dedicated towards medical research. And so he was being profiled on this television show, 60 Minutes. And they were, of course, touring his facilities and talking about how he made his money and looking at what he contributes and what he does. And I think that it's important to watch these broadcasts knowing that you don't get the full story, but you get a lot of the main points. And so what he was saying about cancer is how cancer cells are parts of the body that refuse to die. So just think about that. Refuses to die. It's something that has extended its life purpose. It has extended beyond its health parameters. And of course, there are many other researchers, scientists, and doctors who are also specialists in this area. And I felt that the way he said that was so profound. Cancer cells are cells that refuse to die. And we know that death is a normal part of our lives. We know that our lives are meant to transform and evolve, and that things end and that things have to die so that something new can be rebirthed. We have to let go. And as soon as I saw that piece and I heard him say that quote, my first thought was, well, this is the astrology we've been talking about this year. Things have to shift. Things have to change. They have to die. And our human minds can have a great fear around this. And so we hang on, whether consciously or unconsciously. And yet we're living in a time phase right now that things have to be surrendered, let go, released. And of course, this can bring up fears, uncertainties, doubt. It can bring up even your survival instincts. It can bring up, how am I going to get through this, or what's going to happen next? And I feel that so many people are moving through a significant transformation right now. but they're holding on. When you are holding on to something that is meant to go, when you are grasping it in your hand instead of opening up and allowing it to exit, you are holding that energy, and that energy is going to keep moving. That's what energy does. It keeps moving. It keeps active in some way, and it could stay active to the point where it just churns and churns into itself. Think about your mind. Think about how when you are stressed out or worried, there's something in your mind that keeps spinning, and it'll turn and churn until it's almost like this obsessive or addictive energy that keeps turning because you're looking for a problem, you're looking for a way out. And typically the way out or the solution comes through opening up, letting go, releasing it. Even if that is simply taking whatever is spinning in your mind and writing it out or talking about it with a friend. You have to release it. You have to get it out. Otherwise, it stays trapped energetically inside of you, causes stress, anxiety, worry. These are all prominent things of our modern lives. And it's until you release it that the energy flows and it moves. So throughout this year, we've been talking about shifts, how things have to change, how you have to evolve, let go, move forward, get ready for that next phase. And that is something that is so important right now because you're moving towards a higher, healthier version of yourself. And this is a global issue right now because of the ongoing Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries square. And that is strong right now, this week, the sixth connection between these two outer planets, and it will occur again in 2015, just 3 months away. And we're moving through a really significant shift. And I heard something so profound from another astrologer. Her name is Heather Roan Robbins. And she was talking about how with her clients who are experiencing a strong Pluto transit, meaning Pluto, the evolutionary planet, the most powerful planet in astrology, the one that is requiring transformation. It's the planet that brings you into new parts of yourself, darkness, fear, unconscious patterns. It shows you power struggles. It can show up as manipulation, jealousy, envy. It can show up in so many different ways and fashions. Pluto brings you to new aspects of yourself so that you can raise those energies and have a better, more conscious intention or action. And so this astrologer, Heather, was saying how she has seen a trend in her clients, which is that many of them who are dealing with a Pluto transit and they don't let go, it's usually a year later that they have a cancer diagnosis because they're not letting go. Not evolving, not transforming, not doing the work, or they're not releasing it. They're not allowing other people to support them. They're not allowing other people to help them. They're not letting it out of their head or their body, their emotions. And that was so profound. And I actually had an aha moment around that and said, yes, exactly. If you're dealing with a Pluto transit and you're not actively honoring the transformation that's occurring, that energy gets backed up and it can show up as a health issue. We are meant to be transforming and evolving, and we have to be authentic with ourselves to honor that process. And because there is a strong Pluto transit happening right now for every person on the planet, it's time to continually be honest with yourself, be authentic, and move energies through you. So right now, today, as you're listening to this, what is on your mind or in your heart causing you stress or worry, anxiety or fear? How can you move that energy through you? What can you do? Do you need to have a heart-to-heart with a friend? Do you need to cry and let it out? Do you need to write it out? How do you move energy authentically? I have a wonderful client who's also a lovely friend, a great woman, who this year has been working with a Pluto transit, and she is wonderful at keeping it together. She is great at keeping things together, standing strong, saying, okay, I'm going to do this. I just have to get this done, muscle through, power through. That's her MO. That's how she is in the world. She'll stick with it and get things done. Yet this Pluto transit she's been experiencing has been about the opposite. It's been about, okay, you know you can keep it together. Now you need to let it go and you need to release. And sometimes that's not pretty. The release is a breakdown. It's crazy, ugly tears. It's meltdowns. It's intense. But that's what Pluto requires us to do, is to release that energy, to have a place, whether it's with a friend, with your partner, somewhere in your life, where you can just consciously and authentically move energy through you. And so for some people, it can feel very vulnerable and scary, and you're going to have to get over that and do it anyways. I really mean that. You know, no one wants to be vulnerable. Welcome to the human experience. Nobody wants that, but you have to go there for yourself because you are worth it, because you matter, because your truth is coming through those feelings. And if that requires you have an ugly cry or you break down or you have a meltdown, so be it. That doesn't define you. That isn't who you are. It's just an experience you're moving through. And one of the most profound things that came to me about, oh gosh, I can't remember now, 5 or 6 years ago, that changed things for me was understanding that emotion is energy in motion. Energy in motion, emotion, energy moving through you. You don't identify with it. You don't even have to personalize it. You just know it's moving through you so that you can get to a clearer state. And we have a lot of judgment around emotions and tears. It's different for every person, but it's so healthy to honor what you feel, whether it's your fears, hurt, anger, resentment, anything that it is for you. The point being, you can't stuff it down or deny it or hide it from yourself. It's a time right now to purge and let it out, part of the transformation. And even though transformation can seem like this wonderful, glorious thing, it's also rocky and rough and tough at times because you're going through these new phases of yourself. It brings up the uncertainty. It brings up a lot, but it's part of honoring your authenticity, your needs, listening to your truth, and also being kind and self-loving to yourself as you move through it. And I think it's what people are craving right now on some level, because we've all seen how the ego mind works and we've all gone down maybe that path of what doesn't work. And so now it's time to focus on the truth of who you are and the truth of what you're feeling. Because you don't want that energy to stay stuck in you. You don't want it to show up in an unhealthy way. And you have power over that. You have power over that. So what parts of your experience do you need to just be really honest with yourself about right now? Because no one can do that but you. That's your responsibility. That's your work. That's what you have to do for you. And it's also what's going to move you forward. It's going to bring you to new places of self-understanding and self-awareness. And ultimately, all that brings you to is new levels of self-love, self-acceptance, and happiness. And so this is what we're being required to do right now globally, because there are connections between how we are consciously using our energy and how it shows up in other forms. So as we look at 2015 and ahead, we are, of course, going to be pushed to stretch more, to grow more, to become more of ourselves. And it will continue to be our responsibility to honor what we're feeling and to honor what that is, knowing that everything is energy. Right? Everything is energy. One of the reasons why I feel that astrology is so helpful is because it takes this ancient wisdom and we can apply it to our modern lives. So when you look at astrology and you can see that it shows us timing, themes, possibilities, what to focus on, we can claim it and work with it more powerfully. And even if you don't know anything about astrology, even if you don't even like astrology, that's cool. It's just one more tool to work with. And the messages between these spiritual esoteric topics and science and linear topics, these are overlapping more and more. They're showing the same information, or they're showing commonalities that we didn't see before. So when we know more about how our physical bodies are working at a cellular level, it makes even more sense when we connect it to the spiritual, esoteric topics that we've been looking at, because you see how there's the common themes. I have to tell you that I watched 60 Minutes this past weekend, and they had another wonderful topic. It was about mindfulness. And it was a 20-minute episode about this, or 20-minute section of the episode, about this MIT scientist who has been practicing and teaching mindfulness for 40 years now, and it's only now becoming more mainstream. Those of us who have been doing this work for a while, we know that, you know, we've been aware of mindfulness for a long time. But mindfulness is becoming more of a conscious topic for people. And what is that? And what does it mean? And what are the benefits? And is it just woo-woo nonsense? Or is it just crazy things? And, you know, it's wonderful to see these conversations happening. It's awesome because we need this. We need it to rise up in our daily lives. And so I was excited that 60 Minutes, this news program, would cover mindfulness and bring it to new people, new audiences that can really, really work with it and understand that it's not just woo-woo stuff, although some people will have that perspective and that's cool, but that it has a lot of value. So there is a rise right now. It's a rise in understanding how powerful we are around our energy, around our minds, and how time now to really go forward on the next part of your path so that you are fully conscious and aware of your energies. And this mindfulness piece talked about the monkey mind that we all have, that, you know, we have a tendency to overthink. It's just part of being human. These days, we're always on our mobile devices or a computer. And how is that rewiring and reprogramming our brains in an unhealthy way? Well, it could be overstimulating our brains. And so are we balancing it with meditation? Are we bringing mindfulness to our daily lives and our daily practices, or are we letting our mind run the show? So it's exciting to see more of this coming up for people to explore and understand. There's going to be more waves of this information. There's going to be more, what would you say, like just more of a popularity increase, because there's a reason why this information helps people. And once you get past any of the stereotypes about whether it's new age woo-woo and you start to see the benefits for yourself, then you know there's something to it. So it's an exciting time right now to be aware of our energies, to be mindful, to be conscious, and to understand how all of these systems are interconnected. Absolutely interconnected. And so what can you do right now to honor your energy, to honor what you need, to honor what you're feeling, and to move that energy through you? That is what each of us needs to do right now at this time. And we're so lucky to live in a time when we can. When we can. So I hope this show has brought you insights about the importance of releasing what's in your mind, what's in your head, what's in your heart. You know, it could be grief. How are you moving grief through you? You can do that in private. That can be sacred. That isn't something you do out in the world. But how are you moving it through you? Because you are worth it and you need it to stay healthy and to honor the process of transformation. And I hope that this helps you connect the dots in your life between what is needed and what is a priority, and also connects you to your power around self-care and being healthy and honoring your authenticity. Thank you for joining me. I feel this is a good place to end our show for today. And I will see you back here soon for a new topic. In the meantime, I wish you amazing blessings, prosperity, and joy And we're going to leave with one of my favorite all-time songs. It's Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Thank you. Namaste.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street.